Now, new EPA rules will affect how Wisconsin utilities regulate smog, and some hazardous contamination has been found in Sheboygan on a site near Lake Michigan. Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter. She's been following both of those stories. Danny, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Let's start in Sheboygan, Danny. Tell us this about this Sheboygan Armory site. It sounds like it's a development kind of years in the making here.
Yeah, I mean, this site, which right now is undergoing demolition, is kind of a fixture of the city. The armory was first built in 1941, and it was historically used as a lumber yard. And so that prompted city officials and local officials to kind of look into what was there back in 2015, and there was an environmental assessment of that site that was done. And that assessment actually found evidence of contamination, things like volatile organic compounds and arsenic, things that generally would result from that kind of historic use. And that information was submitted to the city, but the city never submitted that information to the state. And that is something that their environmental consultant advised them to do in order to keep on the up and up with state laws. And so the city only recently reported that contamination to the state after a Sheboygan native tipped off state regulators.
Right. Yeah. Talk a little more about the citizen complaint in effect that led to this 2015 report coming out in 2020.
Yeah, sure. Sheboygan native Tara Wirtz, who actually now lives in Waukesha, she started kind of digging into the site because she was looking at trying to save it from demolition because it's a pretty important place to her family and her father in particular. And in the process of doing that, she uncovered this 2015 environmental assessment that showed evidence of contamination at some locations on the site. Now, I should say that this contamination that was found, the consultant said that it's relatively low and it does not appear to be widespread. But they also said that more sampling would likely be required to get a better idea of whether or not the contamination is low as they in fact thought. So she ended up sending this information to regulators, and they in turn asked the city to submit that information to the state.
So what's happening on the ground now, and what's next?
That is a good question. Now, the DNR has asked the city to investigate contamination at the site. They have 60 days to come up with a plan for investigating contamination there, and they have to also hire an environmental consultant to take a look at it.
Talking to Danielle Kading from WPR News, looking at a couple of environmental stories affecting Wisconsin right now. Moving to another part of the state now, Danny, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency made a change to some air emissions regulations. What is changing?
Yeah, so the EPA proposed a revised rule on Thursday, not this Thursday, but the last one, that basically requires power plants in about a dozen states to cut summer emissions of nitrogen oxides. And I know nobody out there knows what that is probably, but it contributes to ozone pollution. And so this rule revision was made to improve air quality in downwind states or neighboring states. So say, for example, if you've got a lot of pollution coming out of Illinois, then Illinois should be taking steps to reduce the effects of that pollution on their neighboring states like Wisconsin. And in fact, they will be one of the states that has to do that. But under this revision, Wisconsin won't. They had previously been required to curb emissions as part of a previous update of the rule, but they were removed from that list. And essentially the reason behind that was because they have essentially reduced emissions enough that it's not having a significant effect on neighboring states. Any pollution that's stemming or any ozone pollution that's stemming from Wisconsin really isn't having an effect on other states in the Midwest.
Who is affected by a restriction like this? What kind of industry or utilities or things like that would have had to make changes or have made changes under this kind of guideline?
Yeah, so this could have meant that power plants in Wisconsin would have had to take steps to further reduce their emissions from power plants. You know, in the last decade or so, we've seen a lot of them install pollution controls to bring down their emissions. And they could have been asked to do even more under this rule. But they, because of the revision, will no longer have to do that. That doesn't mean that they're not taking steps to reduce their emissions. In fact, a lot of utilities are taking steps right now to shut down coal-fired power plants or examining other sources of energy. Although environmental groups say they're not moving fast enough and they'd like them to explore ways to do that a lot quicker.
And with concerns about ozone pollution, whether it's coming from within the state or outside our borders, where does that tend to affect communities around the state?
So the ozone pollution in Wisconsin really is kind of centered around southeastern Wisconsin along the shoreline of Lake Michigan. They've struggled for years to attain federal air quality standards in that area. And the EPA actually reduced the list of areas that would have to meet smog regulations along the Lake Michigan shoreline back in 2018. And that's resulted in a legal challenge from Clean Wisconsin. And this past July, a federal appeals court actually ruled that the EPA has to take another look at that and provide more explanation as to why they decided some areas didn't have to meet those regulations.
And speaking of objections from environmental groups, has anyone objected to Wisconsin being taken off of this list of states needing more pollution controls?
No, you know, it sounds like business and environmental groups are in agreement, at least on the air pollution that crosses state lines, and that, you know, the steps that have been taken so far to maintain compliance with federal standards have resulted in significant reductions in emissions. But they do say that, you know, having states like Illinois, which still have to, you know, cut back on some of the emissions from their power plants, that could potentially help with ozone pollution issues along the Lake Michigan shoreline.
And Danny, before we let you go, you had pointed out to us a press release from the state DNR showing some improvements in Wisconsin's air quality. What kind of things are we seeing there?
Yeah, so this is the latest report from the Wisconsin DNR, and they found that 95% of people in the state live in an area that meets federal air quality standards. And that's based on 15 years of air quality data that's been collected through the last year. And so they're really celebrating that fact. You know, they've seen reductions of other emissions as much as 89% for things like sulfur dioxide, which come from coal burning power plants. So they say that's all a good thing. The one thing that other folks are pointing out is, yes, this is good that pollutants have declined, but what about carbon dioxide? That's the real thing that contributes to greenhouse gas emissions and issues with climate change. And we need to be looking at ways to reduce carbon dioxide emissions moving forward.
And in just our last couple of minutes, Danny, it's also up there in the atmosphere. We got our first big snows in Wisconsin, and well, you're in Superior. How did things look up there?
You know, we were supposed to get anywhere up to 8 inches the other day, and there's no snow outside my window. So it looks like it turned more into like a rain snow mix, at least here in the Twin Ports. And so we dodged a bullet this time, but I guess we'll see what happens with the rest of the fall and winter.
Now, you live in Superior. Do you look forward to a lot of snow any given winter?
Well, full disclosure, Rob, I live in Duluth.
Okay.
but I
work in Superior, I should say, yes.
Yes, I work in Superior, but I do look forward to the snow, although not quite this early.
Danny, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio reporter based in Superior. She joined us for a look today at a couple of different environment-related stories. A project in Sheboygan that has some evident signs of contamination there. And then on these EPA rule changes when it comes to air quality concerns ozone-causing chemicals coming from the Environmental Protection Agency.